These then are introductions to lessons 181 through 200. Listen. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitments strong, and your scattered goals blend into one intent. You're not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experience that makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way that the Course in Miracles sets forth. Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings, but the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. And so we start our journey beyond words by concentrating first on what impedes your progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but you cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past all defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come. I want the peace of God.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one
universe.
Smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it clears you. One girl, you're everything to me.
Ha!
If you win it, comes and goes in a minute.
I want,
where's the real stuff in life?
The peace of God.
To cling to Arizona. Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found her,
lesson 185 and 186, the peace of God, and it depends on me. Yes, let me say immediately that as a teacher of A Course in Miracles, I'm enjoying very much the idea that you are going to participate with me actively in the possibility that we can alter arrangements of light reflection in direct correspondence with what we want to see about ourselves. I think sometimes, again, I want to say thank you, I think sometimes perhaps that I am not as perhaps sacred as I should be in the idea that this power of mind can be represented by other than what I must become within my own arrangement. It's as though that I believe that I can be different in my ideas. And this comes from the Savior that I use, Jesus of Nazareth, who in his new mind maturity offers me a continuing conversion that represents this short 2,000 years in which I am participating in a 40,000 year cycle of how I look in the idea of the expression. In case, that you think that the prayer that you are offering in 185, in the idea of wanting the peace of God, is alone, I'm going to offer you just one little idea that comes from Jesus, that is a comparison of what you want to see in the location that you seem to be in. Very simply, it says this: you believe that the place that you are occupying, that heaven somehow is going to be a different idea in a different place than where you find yourself. It's simply not true. The power of your mind to decide with me in the activity of the love that I'm expressing for you, in the idea of the science of our mind, in the rapid conversion of my mind, are very simply the representation that you are allowing for a complete alternative within your own mind, where the decision to be as God has created you allow you to see a better reflection of yourself. Okay? Will you listen with me just a little bit to this? This is a single lesson from Jesus. Listen. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Listen, if I accept that I am a prisoner within a body, in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my Father prisoner with me. And this do I believe when I maintain the laws the world obeys must I obey. The frailties and the sin which I perceive are real and cannot be escaped. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself, and I am lost to all reality. For truth is free, and what is bound is not a part of truth. Listen with me. Father, I ask for nothing but the truth. I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation, and have brought a dream of fear into my mind. And today, I would not dream. I choose the way to you instead of madness, and instead of fear, for truth is safe, and only love is sure. There's a great deal of joy in the idea of offering you lesson 185, that I want the peace of God, and that I can see that standing with me in this new aggregation of time are the simple idea that it's possible for me to take all of my old references of time, and I'm speaking as what you call, I guess you'd call me an advanced teacher of God. Here's what I'm representing, what I just read you about not being a body. What I'm representing to you is a reflection of light in which I momentarily leave blank within my mind. This is the entirety of my mind training. And in that moment, I will see an alternative that increases in frequency of the single recognition of myself in why I'm here in lesson 185 and how I want the peace of God and how I found it through you. Now, you say to me, well, I'm certainly going to examine that in my concepts. Trust me with the miracle of your mind, don't I? It's going to be going on in an intense field of light energy. Here, did I do this? Yes. There's a correspondence, for example, in space-time. I think I'll teach for about 6 minutes. You have an idea of who I am in the correspondence of my body form, in which you believe that I am occupied in the idea of my body form. Now, if you do that with me, you will very simply see, and this is the story that you're telling now about us, that I was wearing this sweater, come on now, and that I'm wearing this shirt. Are you ready with me? This is the sweater and the shirt that I wore within a range of time that was 2006. Is that the year that we're in now?
Yes.
Now, it happens that in my memory, I can recall it was also the shirt and the idea of the sweater that I wore, say to me, 1946.
1946.
Yeah. Here's the problem that you have with me in the revision of yourself. Because you believe it's necessary for you to get old and sick and die in the memories that you hold about yourself. You believe that when I put on this shirt and tie, it's 2006. Actually, I have a very vivid memory of you in 1946. You remember with me, cosmologically, the universe is only reflecting in light what you want to see. And right now, I'm asking only that you want the peace of God. Okay. There, thank you. That was a revision of 1946. How about 1926? Now, 1926 in DNA is the possibility of the appearance of my body, come on now, in the idea that I'm teaching the miracle of the conversion of your mind without regard to your age. How about 061 AD? Who cares? What you've learned from me in wanting the peace of God in lesson 185 is that it's always going to be over. So that the memory that I brought with me in 1946, are you going to listen to me? Is actually going on simultaneous with a memory that I'm not going to have until 2246. Can you see that? Yet the privilege of the idea of the correspondent in what we call the text of our Course in Miracles from another frame of reference, say very simply that time itself is not sequential. So that as I present myself to you in the healing factor of my mind, I'm not necessarily the 80-year-old guy that you remember from 1946, or from 1846, or from 2000 BC. This is the manner in which I intend to present to you lesson 185, and the idea that really all I'm asking for is the peace of God. Listen with me. I want the peace of God. To say these words is nothing, but to mean these words is everything. If you could but mean them for just an instant, there would be no further sorrow possible for you in any form, in any place or time. Heaven would be completely given back to full awareness and memory of God entirely restored and the resurrection of all creation fully recognized. Listen with me. No one can mean these words and not be healed. He cannot play with dreams nor think he is himself a dream. He cannot make a hell and think it real. He wants the peace of God and it is given him for that is all he wants, and that is all he will receive. Many have said these words, but few indeed have meant them. You have but to look upon the world you see around you to be sure how very few they are. The world would be completely changed should any two agree these words express the only thing that they want.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day.
Any two minds.
So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do, just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Yeah, this is this 80-year-old body.
Your castles may tumble.
Nonsense.
That's fate after all. Life's really funny.
You can do it. Yes.
No use to grumble.
You can heal the sick.
Smile as they fall.
And you can raise the dead.
Weren't you king for a day? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Life's really funny that way. No need to stumble our eyes. Where is your king for that day?
Just remember that sunshine.
Lesson, the voice that spoke to you that you now recognize is just a memory in another framework of time. Now, if you want to use the idea of advanced teachers in the notation of the dedication, that the only solution you will ever find in the reflection of light will be how you perceive yourself in your own conscious identity. Do you see that? You see that? Those of you who are gathered here with me, say, I want the peace of God. Say it.
I want the peace of God.
Thank you. Now, to say this, okay, is just a conceptual idea of wanting the peace. To mean it are the manner in which you recognize that this so-called 80-year-old figure who is reflecting back to you another light from 1946, did you see that, is a memory that you carry in your mind about who you think you are and how I fell in love with you in the idea that if two minds can agree on anything, that's all it takes. Do you remember 183? The mind that you are using is the mind of God. The mind that you are using is the power that is yours to bestow upon this world in 185. In 185. Listen. Two minds with one intent become so strong that what they will becomes the will of God. For minds can only join in truth. In dreams, no two can share the same intent. To each, the hero of the dream is different. The outcome wanted not the same for the both. Loser and gainer merely shift about in changing patterns as the ratio of gain to loss and loss to gain takes on a different aspect or another form. Yet compromise alone a dream can bring. Sometimes it takes the form of union, but only the form. The meaning must escape the dream, for compromising is the goal of dreaming. Minds cannot unite in dreams. They merely bargain with each other. And what bargain can give them the peace of God? Illusions come to take his place, and what he means is lost to sleeping minds, intent on compromising, each to his gain and to another's loss. Listen, to mean you want the peace of God is to renounce the dream. For no one means these words who wants illusion and who therefore seeks the means which bring illusion. He's looked on them and found them wanting. Now he seeks to go beyond them, recognizing that another dream would offer nothing more than all the others, and dreams are one to him. And he has learned their only difference is one of form, for one will bring the same despair and misery as do all the rest. And I'm going to have to leave you in the idea that you wanted the peace of God. And what you're going to be able to recognize will be in lesson 186, because it's going to remind you that the responsibility for the change and the happiness you're expressing in the idea of the alteration of the time are yours to give within your own mind. It was just a matter of time, wasn't it? Huh? It was just a matter of time. When I came in here, I began to alter with you ideas of the restriction that you had imposed on yourself in your determination that you didn't want anything to do with lesson 186. Because as soon as you begin to read it, you will see it's not out in the world. Out in the world is nothing but what you have put out in the world. I just saw a reflection of light come back to me in the idea of your determination to stay in that sequence. You listen with me. This is a Course in Miracles. This is a continuing offer of all time and all space, that there's always another instant of the completion of the task that you find yourself in the idea that the location you're in does not allow you to see the billions of stars and universe that's all out there simply awaiting a single moment when you make a decision. Say to me, not to decide.
Not to decide.
Not to decide. But rather, that you want the peace of God. I'll leave you now. There's a beautiful song going to come up. And it has to do with all the songs you've been singing anyway. It has to do with the idea that the universe is out there and is not bound by the ideas that you have. And we've come back into this segment of time, into our Course in Miracles, with a voice that is speaking to us of the discovery of the mission that you have accepted. In the idea of the perseverance of you, that there's something else you can see. There's something else you can see. It's a miracle. You're a miracle of love. of that love. Listen.
Salvation of the peace.
Tell me, where is the shepherd for thee?
Who I'm looking for depends on me.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll walk
I love to teach a new way to think.
One who'll walk over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key.
Thank you.
Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead.
God, you look good.
Oh, how I need
reflections of light.
Someone to watch over.
Did you see? A moment ago you weren't there, and here you are. Speaking to you right now and showing you the alteration of the reflection of light that held you in the bondage of the idea that you were somehow separate from the entirety of the reflection of your mind that was in a dream sequence from which you are now awakening. And you're still dreaming, but you're letting it change within the framework, instead of trying to hold on to this old body identity and project it into the future. It's difficult for you to see in your initial encounter with the mind training is that it's actually changing right now. That it's actually changing right now. That just a moment ago, this sweater, this shirt that I'm wearing, from what, 1946, are actually identical to the power of my mind to decide what 2006 is or what 06 is, because all it's going to be is the moment in which I remember the entirety of you, all right? We call this in our Course in Miracles a holy instant of time in which you recognize me and left this association. And you've accepted responsibility in 186 for the faculty by which you intend to do it. Okay? What I'm going to do is read you now, with your permission, the idea that you are in the 180s up through 200, where you're going to arrive at the certainty. I'm going to ask you to say just one time to me, all right? I'm not a body.
I'm not a body.
No. You may examine it for the next 10,000 years. What I am offering you, are glimpses of ideas that, while I may appear momentarily to be a body within the reflection of my light, I am offering to you a power of the memory that you have about yourself in the idea of accepting responsibility for this. Listen to me. Listen to me. Lesson 186. Yes, the salvation of the world depends on me. Here is the statement that will one day take all arrogance away from every mind. Here's the thought of true humility, which holds no function as your own, but that which has been given you already. It offers you acceptance of a part assigned to you without insisting on another role. It does not judge your proper role. It but acknowledges the will of God is done on earth as well as heaven. And it unites all wills on earth in heaven's plan to save the world, restoring it to heaven's peace. Let us not fight our function. We did not establish it. It is not our idea. The means are given us by which it will be perfectly accomplished. All that we are asked to do is to accept our part in genuine humility and not deny with self-deceiving arrogance that we are worthy of anything except the entirety of the peace of God. What is given us to do, we have the strength to do, and our minds are suited perfectly to take the part assigned to us by one who knows us well. Listen, today's idea may seem quite sobering until you see its meaning, because the power is yours. All it says is that your Father still remembers you and offers you the perfect trust he holds in you who are his son. It does not ask that you be different in any way from what you are. What could humility request but this? And what could arrogance deny but this? Today, we will not shrink from our assignment on the grounds that modesty is outraged. It is pride that would deny the call for God himself to us in that idea. Listen, there is one way, and only one, to be released from the imprisonment your plan to prove the false is true has brought to you. Accept the plan that you did not make instead. Judge not your value in it. If God's voice assures you that salvation needs your part and that the whole depends on you, you can be sure that it's so. The arrogant must cling to words, afraid to go beyond them and to experience which might affront their stance. Yet are the humble free to hear the voice which tells them what they really are. Listen with me. The arrogance makes an image of yourself that's not real. It is this image which quails and retreats in terror as the voice for God assures you that you have the strength, the wisdom, and the holiness to go beyond all images. You are not weak, as is the image of yourself. You are not ignorant and helpless. Sin cannot tarnish the truth in you, and misery can come not near the Holy Son of God. One more sentence. All this the voice for God relates to you. And as he speaks, the images tremble and seek to attack the threat it does not know, sensing its basis crumbling. Let it go. Salvation of the world depends on you and not upon this little pile of dust. What can it tell the Holy Son of God? Why need he be concerned at all? Yes, I'm back for just a moment in the reflection of a new light that I'm offering you. This member was a quintessential universe, the idea of the particulars of the billions of stars, the billions of planets that are out there, yet they're only recognition of what I am in my own mind, in my admission that the power of decision in the thought process of my mind is mine to make. You listen with me. This song was written especially for you.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you.
Thank you.
Even though your friends forsake you,
I think I am falling in love.
Even though you don't succeed,
it's easier than you think.
Isn't it? To take you, give you the break you need more than you know, more than you know. Man of my heart, I love it so.
Simply a matter of decision. I've decided.
Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so.
Of light.
Loving may be all I can give, but honey, I can't live without it.
A new memory of a very ancient song.
If you grew tired and said goodbye, more than I show, more than you ever know.
Yes, I am in love with you. With the idea that the new reflection of light that has come to me is what I needed in lesson 186. It turned out to be, listen.
Oh, how I cried, oh, how I cried, if you grew tired.
Look with me. You have a new vision of how you want to look within the vision of yourself in regard to lesson 186, because it teaches you that the frame of reference that you're in is changing all the time. all you've really decided to do with me at this time and place is let a new vision of yourself come into your mind. Because the new vision of not letting your eyes decide the outcome that you want empower you with the thoughts of God in the lesson that we did that said the power of the sun to reflect back the certainty of the single source of reality is what we have done. Now, we need to read just a little more about lesson 186 and the idea of the symbolization of yourself in the factor of the light that you're using. Will you listen with me? Will you listen? Will you listen to that reflection of light? Listen with me. Is this the Son of God? Could he create such instability and call it Son? He who is changeless shares his attributes with his creation, and all the images his son appears to make have no effect on what he is. They blow across his mind like wind-swept leaves that form a patterning an instant, breaking apart to group again and scamper off. Or like images seen above a desert rising from the dust, you listen. These unsubstantial images will go and leave your mind unclouded and serene when you accept the function given you. The images you make give rise to but conflicting goals, impermanent and vague and uncertain and ambiguous. Who could be constant in his efforts or direct his energies and concentrated drive towards goals like these? The functions which the world esteems are so uncertain that they change 10 times an hour at their most secure. What hope of gain can rest on goals such as these? And I'm back with you just for a moment because I want you to see the efforts that I am employing in the totality of the idea that you are going to reach a conclusion in lesson 186 that very simply says the reflection of light by which you demonstrate the ideas you have about yourself are simply images of how you feel within the fear that represents the idea of your dream sequence. The totality of it is going to be represented in a final little song that I'm going to do for you. And it's the idea that I met you at last. It's the idea that the image that you're presenting me with will be ideas that we're going to share at the end of this 186 in the cycle of what we intend to do. Thank you.
Oh, when you smile, when you smile, the whole world smiles with you forever.
Yeah.
Yes, when you laughing,
I'm going to be leaving you.
When you laughing, yes, the sun comes shining through.
Boy, I'm glad to see you.
But when you crying,
this will make you very happy.
So stop your sighing.
It's a new vision of you.
And be happy again.
Yeah.
Yes, and keep on smiling. haunts my memory.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I hope
you see this? Listen now. It's setting up a new parameter of what you want to see out there. And instead of holding on to it and trying to distinguish the relative idea of darkness and light, you're simply letting a moment come into your mind. Huh. Thank you. For the 185 and the 186 of the new vision of becoming, along with me, a teacher of the conversion of your mind in the recognition of who you are. There you are. Huh. My. Huh. One 86. I thought I was going to sing one more chorus for you. Thank you for that beautiful revision of yourself together then. Okay? 183, 184, 185. In the message of the acceptance of the responsibility within our own mind. And 186, that lets me share it with one other mind, which turned out to be you. Nothing will ever make you more happy than the discovery that this world of sequence is actually over a very long time ago, and that when you reappear in the sequence of the joy that we're expressing, the image that you now see reminds you of an increase in the power of frequency of light in which the darkness cannot intrude, and you've lost your fear. And suddenly the only one you were really afraid to meet turns out to be a reflection. The only one you can really love. And that's going to be you. Where have you been? Out of nowhere, out of a space-time reference, you suddenly have appeared. And the idea that the voice that's speaking to me in the new frequency of time has offered me a complete alternative to what I thought I was. And that's the love that you gave to me, that you gave.